Well, there's no doubt every angler in the country that's fishing the Pro Tours looks for Angler of the Year finishes, and you know that's one of the goals that most anglers that I know anyway shoot for. But this year is a very, very special year for Dave LaFebvre. And Dave, thanks for taking time for us for Bass Fan Radio today.
Oh, anytime, Terry.
Well, I guess the first thing is you were the Angler of the Year of the Strin Series, and then went across the street and was the FLW Series Angler of the Year, and then also made the FLW Championship this year, so a phenomenal year this year.
Yeah, it was a great year. I'm still on cloud nine about it because I struggled in the tour this year, and I was pretty down on myself and was actually starting to doubt my, just had several opportunities to make top tens and close out and had good practices and still had a decent year, but it was my worst year since I started. And, you know, to close the season after the tour ended with the Strin Angler of the Year and then the series, it was just unbelievable to me. I'm still pinching myself.
Well, you know, Dave, there's a lot of variables that go into that. I mean, when you fish the tour, of course, you're fishing against the best in the country, the FLW side, and you're looking at this thing as, you know, a bunch of guys that are out there that are unlimited practice that can really go after it. So, you know, what you have in the way of success has to be special. And this year, when you win two Angler of the Year titles in 1 year, I don't care who you are, that's got to be something that's the pinnacle of the sport.
Well, I like to think so. I mean, it was just one of those years. Everything fell into place, and the FLW Series Angler of the Year, I'm just especially proud of because, I was all year, even when we were looking at the roster going in, I was thinking, boy, what a stacked field, and it was. I mean, if you go down that list, it's incredible and a great opportunity that FLW created for us, going in. You know, we've, with Mark Davis and Jay Ellis getting, meeting with the PAA and Irwin and getting that all set up. I mean, it turned out to be a big blessing, and I knew it would. I mean, it was just a great circuit, the way that the bass roles were incorporated in with FLW, and just a really good mix of guys, 100 from each tour. Just an awesome trail. Everybody loved it.
Well, it's definitely unique to the FLW side of things, as you've got some rules that are different, but I personally think the FLW Series rules are the best set that I've seen. And the main reason for that is, you got limited practice, you get to fish 3 days, which I think is critical to most guys. You make that long trip or whatever you may do, you get to fish those 3 days and maybe have a bad day in day one, but come back in day three.
Right. It fits my style perfect. I mean, I knew going in, looking at the rules, having the limited practice, it's the exact amount of days that I practice for a tournament anyway, so I knew it could only help me and hurt somebody else. And, the no information, of course, I don't like to get information. Sometimes it falls in your lap. I mean, everybody gets information once in a while, but, it's perfect for the way that I like to do things, and I knew that going in. And, obviously I didn't think I had a shot at Angler of the Year going into that last event, but you just never know. You got to hang in there, and the way that the format set up, it really helped me, especially in that last event.
Well, I think that's critical. I mean, you really weren't on the radar screen to win Angler of the Year the last event, and all of a sudden you have a great tournament, and you had a great year prior to that, and have a great tournament, and Angler of the Year is yours.
Yeah, you never know. I mean, I've seen it. I've been following this game since I was 14 years old. Watching points and I've studied it. I've looked. I've seen other people come from further behind than that, and it's always a possibility. But like you said, looking at the names that were ahead of me, I was in fifth going into that last tournament, and looking at the names ahead of me, like Clark Wendlandt was leading it by a landslide. I needed him to train wreck, and other things needed to happen, and it's just a miracle. I prayed about it, and it just worked out good. God is good.
There's no doubt about that. Now, Dave, differentiators, I guess, this year are critical. You've got a great sponsor list, but, when you think about things and you look at the year backwards, you go back and say, okay, this happened or that didn't happen. Being able to put those critical fish in the boat, that's one thing that people, I think, sometimes miss. Guys will go out and they may have the fish on, but don't get them in the boat. But this year, to win two Angler of the Year titles, you had to have good success, and I'm sure your equipment played in that.
It does, and your whole attitude plays into that. Every part of you, I mean, when you're a professional at anything you do, of course all your equipment comes into play. And I've said it before, I just feel blessed to have the sponsors that I do have. And it starts at the bottom and goes all the way to the top with companies I have pride in. And you don't have to lie. You don't have to work at promoting. It comes natural because you believe in the product. And it starts at my, you know, at Ranger Boats and goes all the way down to my line, which you know, Gamma, I can't say enough about it. I mean, it's just changed everything for me. You know, those key fish throughout the year that you look back on after the season's over, you know, now I look back on them and those are catches that shouldn't have happened. And, you know, for the most part, you know, the biggest change for me has been using the Gamma line and seeing what, you know, what that can do for your overall results at the end. And I'll tell you what, a lot of the other guys, we got several, there's so many guys using it now, and they're all having the same results, I mean, on the bass side and the FLW side. So that as far as, you know, the biggest sponsor that really played into my hands this year, it was definitely that line.
Well, you think about it, and you look at the names that are with Gamma, you know, and that's not by accident. These guys jumped on board with the opportunity of being able to use it. But you've got, you know, as you mentioned, Ranger Boats and Yamaha Outboards and Setter Rods and a lot of those companies that have been with you and believe in you, and you get to help design a lot of their products and get involved with a lot of the development there. And that family that you've got, I always call you Cookie Monster because of the Keebler guy, but that's another one that adds into the mix.
Yeah, they all do. I mean, like I said, it's from the bottom to the top. I just can't explain it enough. You know, you have equipment that you've personally designed, things that, you know, you go through fishing and practice, and you see little things that you need. And to be able to contact a rod company and say, you know, hey, can we do this? Is it possible to solve this problem or whatever? And to have somebody that says, yeah, we can try, and somebody that keeps sending things back and forth until it's right. Every single product, you just never know which one it's going to be that particular day. But, you know, Jim at Setter Rods has really done a great job with those rods, especially the crankbait rods, which came into play for me a lot this year.
Well, you know, one of the best compliments I've heard about Dave Lefebvre here recently came from Sam Aversa from Penetrator Weights. He said, one of the things that you are is a tinkerer. And, you know, you look at anglers, and I know Sam, you know, has been around this sport a long, long time, and he said, I miss those days of being able to sit in a boat with Dave and just try to figure out different ways to make things work.
Yeah, can't forget Sam, you know, with the Penetrator Weights down there. But, yeah, it's actually a pretty neat story. We probably don't have time for that, but we met in Florida. I drew out with him when the Bass Opens used to be in the draw format, and we drew out together, and we're kind of fighting over whose fish we were going to go to. And it turned out, during the day, we found out that he was from Erie. I mean, he literally lived a couple miles from where I grew up. So, you know, that's another neat thing. You know, we got to be friends first. I was friends with him for a couple years, actually, before I, you know, started using his weights. Like I said, bottom to the top. You know, everything's right in place. I feel good. No real, I have one little sponsor change this year, but other than that, everything's same as it's been for the last 4 years.
Well, it's funny, when you and I talk, and we talk quite a bit, one of the things I mentioned to you was, I said, well, you know, what are you doing in the off-season? Are you trying to get some more sponsors? And you said, nope, I'm satisfied.
Yeah, that's what everybody asked. You know, you got Angler of the Year twice. What are you going to, you probably get some more sponsors out of it. But, you know, it's really not about that for me. I really like what I've got. I've set it up that way, and it's working out, and I'm just building those relationships. And because it's a really good feeling when you get to that point where, you know, you have a little bit of say in how they do things, and you know, pretty much everything's tailor-made for the way that you fish. And I'm not going to mess with that. I'm going to, you know, as long as I can, stick with the people that got me where I'm at.
Well, it's funny, you've kind of put a little plastic company in business too, with the Mizmo, and they've been able to build some products that fit your style as well. But Dave, you know, you look back, you've got a new addition to your family. You've been able to keep and garnish those sponsors that you've gotten and been able to continue to add that little bit of icing on everything that you do. And this year is just a very special year, and you'll probably never forget it.
No, I never will. I mean, I think we're going to just start having a baby every year now because it seems to work out good for us. So,
Well, you got two good ones there. And, Dave, I appreciate you being with us here at Bass Fan Radio, and congratulations again on a stellar year. Absolutely phenomenal.
Thanks, Terry. I appreciate it. Always a pleasure.
I'm Terry Brown. This has been Bass Fan Radio.